July 9, 1900 to live not only for God, but in God. I continue in the same state, and maybe even worse. And if sometimes he makes himself seen, it is like shadow and flashes, and almost always in silence. This morning, as I was at the summit of my affliction and dizziness because of the continuous sleep, he just barely made himself seen and told me, "Courage, my daughter, the soul who is truly mine must live not only for God, but in God. You, try to live in me, for in me you will find the receptacle of all virtues, and strolling in their midst, you will nourish yourself with their fragrance, so much so, as to become replete. And you yourself will do nothing but give off light and celestial fragrance, because to live in me is true virtue, and it has the virtue of giving to the soul the same shape as the divine person in whom she dwells, and of transforming her into the very divine virtues with which she nourishes herself." After this, he disappeared like a flash, and running after that flash, my soul found herself outside of myself. But he had already escaped, and it was not given to me to find him, while I received the bitterness of seeing a terrible hail which had caused a great devastation, and bolts of lightning, as if they had produced fires, and other things which had been prepared. Having seen this, I found myself inside myself, more afflicted than before.